with the Environment in Focus. I'm Tom Pelton. Our world is awash in litter, with a monstrous gyre of floating plastic swelling in the Pacific Ocean, bottles and cans cluttering our roadsides, and blighting even the most remote and beautiful Chesapeake Bay islands and wetlands. One response to this is that more than 100 cities and counties across the U.S. have banned styrofoam cups and food containers, including last year the District of Columbia and suburban Montgomery and Prince George's counties. The styrofoam industry and takeout restaurants, however, have been fighting back, launching a PR campaign and GoFoam website. The anti-anti-foam forces prevailed in the Maryland General Assembly last winter, halting a bill that would have banned foam statewide. In Baltimore, the crusade against what is more formally known as expanded polystyrene, a petroleum product, is being led by a pair of students, Claire Wehner and Mercedes Thompson, both seniors at Baltimore Polytechnic Institute. Here's Wehner.
A lot of the students that we've talked to especially see styrofoam as this particularly malicious form of trash. Because whenever we do litter cleanups, you try to pick it up and it just breaks apart and you can't get it out physically. So yeah, it's ruining our ecosystems and it's an eyesore for our inner harbor. So we need to get rid of it.
Through meetings, rallies, artistic displays, a Baltimore Beyond Plastic website and online petition, the students helped to convince Baltimore City Councilman John Bullock to introduce a bill to ban styrofoam in the city. Here's Councilman Bullock, who represents West Baltimore.
We can look around our city and see plenty of litter, and it happens to be styrofoam. We know that it's not biodegradable, and so it's either going into a landfill or it's going into an incinerator, releasing harmful chemicals. So it's something that we should have really gotten rid of years ago, and so I think the time is now.
Another statewide ban bill will be introduced during the General Assembly session that starts on January 10th. The opponents of these bills argue that they cost businesses and consumers a few more cents per container to buy recyclable paper products. And they contend foam is harmless. Here's Mike Levy, a director of the American Chemistry Council, a plastics manufacturing trade association.
When you hear people say that we're at risk for having a toxic chemical, people are going to get sick. No one has ever gotten sick, whether you're in a nursing home or a McDonald's or anything else. And the reason being is the levels of styrene that actually come out are so small to begin with, it's just not a problem at all.
Claire Jordan is an advocate for a nonprofit called Trash Free Maryland. She admits that there's evidence on both sides about the potential health impact of styrofoam. But she said there's no debate that when the District of Columbia imposed its ban last year, the volume of foam litter measured in and collected from tributaries to the Anacostia River dropped dramatically. Jordan also said that D.C. takeout restaurants did not report any drop in sales.
What we found from the surveying of businesses is that while, yes, alternatives may be more expensive, they are not so expensive that it negatively impacts the business or that they can't afford the recyclable and compostable alternatives.
Hearings on the Baltimore and Maryland ban bills are expected this winter. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.